There we go. It's called The Woodcutter, Part One. A long time ago, in the dense, dark forests that cloak the German central uplands, lived a wizened old woodcutter called Mikey. Now, Mikey supplemented his meager income by producing a banging podcast with his friend Daryl, who lived in a cave on the shady side of the hill. Although he lived in this rural idyll, Mikey was sad. His fellow podcasters were exceedingly clever and articulate, and many of them had spent decades producing fantastic and original frameworks, which shed light on the chaotic world and that people loved them for. He also knew that he, not being at all clever and lacking the luxury of time, would never have a framework of his own. And he would never be loved. You with it so far?
It's
Yeah.
brilliant.
It is. I agree. So life went on, and Mikey was occupied with trying to find interesting things to say about corporate strategy, the topic of the next episode. As luck would have it, that very evening was a meeting of the Hamlin Business Review. So Mikey put on his best jacket, the one he wore to church on Sundays, and set off into town. The speaker that evening was Professor Helmut Smugli, a distinguished academic from Hanover, who was famous for his best-selling book, the one entitled Winning by Wanting to Win and Doing Something About It. Hamlin was buzzing with people, bursting at the seams. Bratwurst and beer sellers were doing a brisk trade. 26,000 scholars and merchants were packed into the square, eagerly waiting to hear the great man's oration. Professor Smugly entered. He was a polished speaker, brimming with calm authority. His every word carried weight. He opened by revealing the marvel that was the Win Strategy Toolkit. Now, Mikey's proudest possession was his axe. He absolutely worshipped tools. He very much craved his very own Win Strategy Toolkit. He imagined how the polished iron of these fine implements would glint in the sun. He continued to listen. Daryl is. We'll have to publish this on YouTube because Daryl's having a total meltdown here. And where are we? It only got better. The professor encouraged people to spend a day out of the office having fun. They should have a think about where their customers are, which is a bit like playing hide and seek. And then you all get together to have a brainstorming session to generate ideas, which is a bit like bobbing for apples. What joy, Mikey listened with rapt attention. Things then got difficult. Apparently, you must make choices. And then the worst bit, somehow you need to put all these things together in a way that works. This bit is very hard and not fun. Mikey pondered whether or not you could miss this bit out. Time flew by, and before he knew it, the talk was over. The crowd seemed to appreciate the professor's brutal honesty, and the valleys echoed with the cheers of his ardent admirers. The assembled scholars and merchants are people of the world, and they knew better than anyone how cruel and unpredictable life is. Yet they had been given the promise of a simple flowchart to sweep away all the uncertainty and complexity that they had been grappling with. They were now bolstered with the reassuring knowledge that regardless of whether the toolkit produced positive results, their colleagues and friends would praise them for proceeding in an orderly manner. So as Mikey toiled up the steep path to his lonely hut and the cheers receded, he pondered what he had learned. He realized that in his long and hard life, he too had made choices, many choices, that he too had had the occasional good idea. It dawned on him that he had always thought deeply about which village to visit to get the best price for his bundles of wood. With surprise, he concluded that in all the things the professor said, there was nothing particularly clever, nothing original, nothing that was not plain common sense. Gloom quickly descended. Had it all been a waste of time? And what was he to do about the podcast? As Mikey grappled with this setback, inspiration struck. Maybe it was not too late. Maybe he could see a way to have his own framework after all. Maybe decades of hard work and being super smart were not essential prerequisites. If the professor could gain fame and fortune, peddling self-evident truths that have been current since the dawn of civilization, then maybe so could he. So Mikey dusted off his old school exercise book and sat down on his rickety table and began crafting his very own toolkit. Maybe he would gain the love of all the people after all. End of part one.